who sells for a sub-by-owner. Wow, there's a lot of different groups of people. The objective, though, is to discover which ones list fastest. When somebody's building a home and they just put the lot deposit down and the house will be done for 4 to 6 months, they're a low probability for a sub-by-owner to list. But once they dig the hole or the house has become framed, if there is, let's say you live in a part of the country where there is no basement, you know, when they start framing the house, or in the Midwest or certain parts of the country where there are basements, right when they start the progress on the house, that by owner becomes panicky and they start realizing maybe this is not going to happen. So the by owner you call who said I put a lot deposit down has a low probability, but the by owner that's actually started the framing of the house has a high probability if they're building. Somebody who has rental property, if you say, is that a good person going after the by owner? The reason it's yes is because oftentimes this person has multiple houses to sell. You know, we've listed 5, 6, 10 properties over, not in the same year, but over the years for some of these people that own so many rental properties and they want to start getting rid of them. So the investor is, now first of all, they're a little bit more savvy than your typical buy owner. They understand real estate, they understand contracts. Sometimes they just get a realtor, they want more exposure. So the investor is a phenomenal person to be able to work with a whole pipeline of business. Then there is somebody getting divorced. Now, sometimes when you're pursuing a buy owner where somebody's getting divorced, the odds are it's priced too high. In fact, it's priced not to sell because the person living in the house sometimes doesn't want to move, and the person who is out of the house does want to move, and they're trying to get it lower. Now, if it's a divorce situation, but the house is vacant, they're both generally pretty motivated to sell. Then there is just the person who's local and they're moving up or something like that. They're selling 400,000, moving to 700,000, what have you. The person who's moving up, who says, we don't know where we're going, generally will stay the course by owner. And they're going to make the following phrase. You know, we don't have to move. You know, we're in no hurry. You know, we're not going to give this thing away. That's the person who doesn't know where they're going. Now, the one who's already bought a property, contingent upon the sale of their home, or non-contingent upon the sale of their home, that's the kind of person who moves very fast and lists their property with a realtor. What's important to know is there are some people that they're almost no-go. When you make that phone call and you learn that they fall into the low yield column, your probability of listing them is very low. Those in the high yield column, again, they're building a home and it's almost done. They're getting divorced and it's sitting vacant. It's an investor and their property is vacant because the tenant's no longer in there. You start thinking about motivation of people, desperation, reasons to list. When they don't know where they're going, or their home's not going to be built for quite a while, or somebody living in the house says, getting divorced, but I don't want to move. Think about it. Before you cross that threshold, get in your car and drive out there. Think about the probabilities. Is this the kind of person who says, you know, I'm in no hurry, I have no need? Or is this the kind of person who says, I now have a deadline ahead of me? I've seen a lot of people, a fifth area, relocating out of state and trying to save the brokerage fee because the moving costs are quite high and the company didn't give them much benefits. Maybe they're paying the moving truck benefits or temporary housing for 2 weeks or something like that, but not the brokerage fee for their house. It's a big chunk of change. So they're saying, I'm going to go ahead and sell it on my own. Now, when if they've secured a house in that city and they're not renting, they're probably going to list sooner. So it's about gathering information without saying, can I list with you? Can I list with you? You know, can you choose me? Let's gather information and try to find out, is this a low yield or a high yield opportunity? The high yield opportunities are pretty much, if you're going on those calls, are your 3 out of 10 that you'll get. And if you're mixing that, your field trips to see these buy owners with low yield, you're probably looking at about a 10% success rate. So just think that through. Don't be too eager to run out there and look at people who are in that low yield. You can, in the beginning, while you're trying this, getting your feet wet, so to speak, I would say go on everything just so you can experience it. However, in the months that you're in it, you should be getting better, kind of like a baseball player. Stop swinging at everything because you miss. And then there's your morale's down and you're thinking about quitting. Remember, this is a game in a way. It's building your skill set, trying to build a pipeline of people who are going to refer you business. This is worth the effort. However, we just have to make sure that we're learning there is low yield and high yield of what we're pursuing. Thank you.